刚才你们说看那个电影，一部分的电影就是刚才我们今天所读的经文，就是嘛，就是路加福音啊，约翰福音第八章一到十一节。所以现在要把时间交给我们的英文牧师 Pastor Earl。
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning. I believe there's so much speculation in the churches around the globe and in our past about what Jesus was writing on the ground.
我相信在世界各处的教会在整个的历史上对耶稣当时在地上到底写什么有各种各样的猜测。
Sometimes it distracts from the real message.
有的时候甚至曲解了真正的信息。
Listen.
听着。
He who is without sin cast the first stone.
你们中间谁是没有罪的可以拿石头先打他。
Our church has been through lots of strife.Dissension, divisiveness, bitterness, and simply as a whole body, listen carefully, we have sinned against God.
我们的教会经历了许多的争吵、异议、纷争、苦读。简单的说来，作为一个整体，我们的教会得罪了神。
Maybe you don't want to admit it.Nevertheless, I know we have.
也许你不愿意接纳接受这一点。
We have divided so deeply that I've heard stories where people are calling each other Satan, evil, wicked, heretics, ungodly, not mature enough, and many, many other things.
我们教会的分裂痕已经如此的深，使得我。听到很多的故事，其中有些人称彼此互称是撒旦、坏人、有恶意的人、异端、邪恶、不成熟的人等等等等。
Neither side is innocent.
没有一边是无辜的。
I want you to know that it's important to note that Jesus was not arguing with the judgment of the men with the rocks.
我希望你们知道在这段经文当中耶稣并不是在说谁可以不可以判断别人罪
Nor was Jesus arguing the law or even the woman's guilt
耶稣也不是在讲这个律法甚至不是在讲这女人所犯的罪
Jesus was arguing with the right to execute her
耶稣是在说谁有这个权柄来处决这个女人。
Once all the men had dropped their stones, Jesus confronted the woman and asked her if any of the men were still there to condemn her.
当所有的人都放下了他们的石头，耶稣面质这个女人，问她说，还有没有人在那里来定她的罪？
When she answered, "No one, Lord," Jesus told her, "Nor do I condemn you."He forgave her sin.
当他回答说主啊没有耶稣告诉他他也不定他的罪他赦免了他的罪
He did not excuse the sin. He forgave her of it. All behavior and thought that is sinful before forgiveness is still sinful after forgiveness.
他没有处决没有处决他他赦免了他，赦免了他的罪。所有的行为和思想，在被赦免之前，如果是罪恶的话，那在赦免之后，当然也还是罪。
Jesus was not afraid to call a sin a sin. He even reminded the woman of the sin of adultery by telling her go and sin no more.
耶稣并不是没有勇气来面对罪，他也不怕把罪称作罪。当他提醒这个女人他所犯的这个奸淫罪，跟他说去吧，不要再犯罪了。
Has anyone sinned against you?
有没有人得罪你呢？
Has any one of us sinned against someone else?
我们中间有没有人得罪别人呢？
Go and sin no more, but only after we have received their forgiveness.
你当你活着别人的原谅的时候，去吧，不要再犯罪了。
That is the message.
这是这段经文的信息。
Now listen carefully. I don't want anyone to twist my words.
你听仔细了，请不要曲解我的意思。
Don't say like, well, Pastor Earl is telling us they sinned, so it's about time someone did something about it.
你不要说，哎，他要告诉他们说他们犯了罪。其实早就应该有人告诉我们，
No, I'm telling all of us, including myself.
我是在告诉我们每一个人，包括我自己在内。
We have sinned.
我们犯罪。
Now, please listen. This does not mean that we are not to judge one another.
请听好了，并不是说我们不可以彼此的来评价，彼此的来判断。
That section of scripture is one of the most poorly interpreted sections of scripture.
有一段圣经是常常最被容易引起误解的一段圣经。
And so listen to the entire section of scripture found in Matthew 7, starting at verse 1.
我仔细听下面的一段圣经，就是在马太福音第七章从第一节开始。
It says, Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged.And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take that speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in yours?
你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断，因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么样的粮食量给人，也必用什么样的粮食给你们。为什么看见你弟兄眼中的刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？你们自己眼中有梁木，怎能对你弟兄说，允我去掉你眼中的刺呢？
So most people stop there.
所以大部分人在那里就停下来。
But listen carefully, because this is what Matthew says next.
请仔细地听，下面才是马太真正要讲的。
He says, "You hypocrite!
你们假冒伪善人呐、啊、
First, take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye."
先去掉你自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
Did you hear it?
你听到了吗？
The speck is still in your brother's eye.
那个刺仍然在你弟兄的眼中。
He is sinning.
他还在犯罪。
And you are to admonish him.
你应该劝告他。
Which means to gently warn.
也就是说，要温柔地警告他。
If you are removing the speck, you are helping your brother or sister by your own judgment.
如果你去掉你弟兄眼中的刺，你继续用自己的判断来帮助了你的弟兄或者姊妹。
Your knowledge of right and wrong. However, by not committing the same sin, you are doing it without being a hypocrite.
你知道什么是对，什么是错，但是因为你没有犯同样的罪，所以你这样做的时候，你并不是一个假冒伪善的人。
You see, this verse is about being a hypocrite, not about judging sin.
你看这段经文是讲我们是不是应该做一个假冒伪善的人，而不是说我们不应该来判断这个罪或者论断这个罪。
A lot of people try to say let's not cover up sin, you know, let's cover up sin by no, no, don't judge your neighbors. That's not what the scripture is saying.
有些人说我们不要谈，我们不要谈啊，把它那个掩藏起来，这个不是这段圣经要讲的。
Sin is sin.
罪就是罪。
So as you can see, Fan Wei has placed a bowl of stones on the altar.
所以你看那个，我们拿了 一盒子的石头，放在前面的讲台上。
Rocks.
石头。
Come get one.
来拿一块。
Pick a stone and find a target.
你拿一块石头。
Come on.
来找到一个对象。
Pick a stone, find a target. You know what? If you can't find a target, pass it at me. I'm a sinner. Cast it at me.
如果你拿块石头来找到一个目标，如果你找不到的话，就找我好了，因为我也是个罪人。
I'm part of this adulterous action this bride of Christ, our church, has committed.
我在这个教会，在这个基督的心腹说。
I've transgressed in this development. I've made mistakes which were against God. And frankly, even against some of my brothers and sisters in this church. Pick up a stone.Ye who are without sin, pick up a stone.
如果你没有犯罪的话，你请你拿起一块石头。
I think this one looks pretty good.
这块看着挺好的。
Got a nice flat edge here.
前面好像很平坦。
I think if I throw it right, I might be able to take two of you out at once.
如果我瞄准的很好的话，说不定这块石头把你们两个都放倒。
Just clear Sandy's head just barely.
从 Sandy 的头是吗
Maybe three.
Maybe
three. Stone them.
用石头。
What did the men do?
我们人做什么
They dropped the stone.
他们最后放下了石头。
If you can claim that you've not sinned against God or your brothers and sisters,In this situation, pick up a stone.
如果你很确实你没有得罪你有姐妹的话
I see you dropped yours, Fenway.
你
I said she dropped hers.
你如果你真的没有得罪你弟兄姐妹的话，你可以拿起一块石头。
Let's look at Galatians 6:1-10.
我们来看加拉太书六章。
Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently.
弟兄姐妹们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来。
Did you hear that?
听到没有？
Restore them, judge them.Gently by their actions, so long as you are living by the Spirit and not committing the same action against God.
你听到没有？是挽回他们，用温和的判断，用温和的判断他们的行为。只要你是靠着圣灵而活，没有犯同样的罪。
Pick up a stone.
你拿起一块石头吧。
But watch yourselves as you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If any one of you thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else.For each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers.
应当自己小心，恐怕也不易引诱。你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺。个人应当审查自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人，因为个人得担当自己的担子。在道理上受教的，但把一切需用的供给私教的人，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，一种情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，一种圣灵收永生。我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到的时候就要收成。所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。
Does it sound like us?
像是像我们吗？
Are we testing our actions?
我们检验自己的行为吗？
Are we doing good to those who belong to the family of believers?
我们做 对那些 属于神家里的人做的是正确的事情吗？
Maybe a little.
也许有一点。
But in the big picture, I don't think so.
但是在大的范围来看，我不认为是这样。
Pick up a stone.Listen to the words of the author of the book of Ephesians as he writes in Ephesians 4.
再请听以弗所书的作者所在以弗所书第四章里面所写的。
So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking.They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Do you think we've had some hard hearts around here? It is because, having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed.That, however, is not the way you learned when you heard about Christ or were taught in Him in accordance with the truth that is in Christ. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your mind, and to put on a new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore,Each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor. For we are all members of one body, one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who's been stealing must steal no longer, but must work.Do something useful with their hands, and that they may have something to share with those in need. Are we sharing with those in need? Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. Stop calling people Satan and wicked and evil, but only what is helpful for building up people according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not...Grieve the Holy Spirit of God with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ, God forgave you.
所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再向外邦人存虚妄的心行事，因为他们心里昏暗、昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝的，都因着自己无知，心里刚硬，良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲， 贪心种种的污秽。你们学的基督却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互为肢体。生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。从前偷窃不要再偷，总要劳力亲手做正经事，最后有余分给那缺少的人。污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受着他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。一起苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤并一起的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
I don't know about you, but those words pierce my heart. They're convicting.
我不晓得你们，但是这些话刺透了我的心。他们在定我的罪。
If that's not for you, then pick up a stone.
如果这不是对你说的，你就拿起一块石头吧。
Matthew Henry, in his commentary about this, says this.
亨利·马太在他对以弗所书所著的注解当中写了这么一段话。
By lowliness, understand humility, which is opposed to pride. By meekness, that excellent disposition of the soul, which makes men unwilling to provoke, and not easily to be provoked or offended. We find much in ourselves for which we can hardly forgive ourselves,Therefore, we must not be surprised if we find in ourselves that which we think hard to forgive.
因为卑微，人可以理解什么是谦卑、谦让，而不至于骄傲。因为温顺，那样一种美好的心态，人们不愿意激动或者伤害别人，也不容易被别人激动或者伤害。我们发现在我们的里边有许多东西我们自己都很难原谅自己，因此当我们发现在别人的里边有些东西我们觉得很难原谅，你们不要觉得奇怪。
It's hard to forgive.
是很难，赦免是件很难的事。
It's easier to pick up a stone.
拿起块石头相对来说比较简单。
Interestingly, the Bible doesn't teach us to say we're sorry.
有意思的是，圣经并不是教导我们
the Bible,
我们对不起。
The Bible teaches us to ask for forgiveness.
相反的，圣经教导我们要请求别人的原谅。
Now let's ask ourselves these questions individually. Ask yourself these as I read them.
让我们自己问我们自己，每一个人。
Are we so clean in this situation that we feel so good, so righteous, so meek and humble that we don't need to ask for forgiveness of our brothers and sisters?
我们是否那样的清洁，在这个过程当中那样的清洁，我们感觉那么的良好，那么的正直，那么的温顺和谦卑，以至于我们不需要请求别人的原谅呢？
If so, pick up a stone.
如果是这样的话，你拿一块石头吧。
Cast it without regret.
你打别人而不需要觉得被谴责，不需要不必觉得遗憾。
Come on, pick it up and throw it in the name of the Lord, since you're so pure.
来吧，你拿起块石头，奉耶稣基督的名来拿吧。
I know this is what I would have to do.
我知道这是我应该做的。他丢下了他的石头。
I'm not pure.
我并不那么纯洁。
That's me.
那就是我。
I'm a sinner.
他是个罪人，我没有。
I don't know what you said. So those who have sinned since you have not.
那用石头去扔那些犯了罪的人，因为你没有犯。
Okay. At the end of the service, this is what I want us to do. I want to read this verse from Deuteronomy. I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the greatest of our God, the greatness of our God. He is the rock. His works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is He.
我要宣告耶和华的名，你们要将大德归于我们的神。他是磐石，他的作为完全，他所行的无不公正，是诚实无为的神，又公义又正直。
So at the end of the service,
在最后的
please.If you're committed to helping our church heal, come and take a rock from the altar.
在结束的时候，如果你决心要帮助这个教会来获得医治，来到讲台这里，拿一块石头。
If there's not enough here, pick one up out of the parking lot.
如果这里的石头不够的话，到外面随便找一块。
But not as a symbol of anger, not as a symbol of rage or malice.But as a reminder that Jesus is our rock, He is our salvation.
但不是作为一个生气的记号，也不是作为愤怒和苦毒的记号，但是作为一个提醒，提醒我们耶稣是我们的磐石，他是我们的拯救。
Use this rock as a reminder that our eyes need to be focused on Him.
用这块石头作为一个提醒，让我们的眼睛定睛在他的身上。
Put the rock somewhere so you can easily see it, and every time you do, pray for our church.
把这块石头放在一个你容易看见的地方，每一次你看到的时候，为我们的教会祷告。
The prayer can be simple. It can be even just two words. Help us.
祷告可以很简单，甚至可以只是包括两个字。
So may the words of my mouth and the thoughts in my heart touch you, and may the God of our universe bless and keep you all. Amen.
愿我所说的话语和心里的意念摸着你们，也愿我们宇宙万物的神祝福你们，保守你们。Amen.